Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center. Hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, Commander of AFPC, and your podcast host. I'd like to also welcome back your Air Force Personnel Center, SEL, Chief Ludd.
Thanks, General. I'm glad to be here.
We're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Your Air Force Personnel Center executes more than 400 programs covering the entire lifecycle of Department of the Air Force military and civilian personnel. Today, we are focusing on the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program. The Air Force Wounded Warrior Program, or AFW-2, was established in 2005 and has provided care that connects to thousands of wounded warriors and authorized caregivers. Our team organizes warrior care events across the different regions, inviting all wounded, ill, or injured airmen and guardians and authorized caregivers to participate. Each regional event brings together more than 200 wounded warriors and caregivers to bond through caregiver support, adaptive sports and rehabilitative sports, employment and career readiness, and much more. Chief, what's your experience with care events?
General O'Donnell, thank you. Since I've been at AFPC for the last 2 years now, have had an opportunity to get a little more exposure to our care events. One thing that I do is I kind of kick myself a little bit for maybe not being as involved beforehand. And so that's one of the messages I would like to send today is sometimes when you think wounded warriors, maybe there's an uncomfort level there that you don't know what to expect. And, oh, I don't know how to act, or I don't know what to say. I don't want to say something wrong. I don't want to make it worse. But the reality is there's an opportunity here for you to get to know the warriors, their service member, men and women, just like the rest of us, their caregivers and their families, and get to kind of understand some of the struggles that they might go through in day-to-day life as they come back from whatever's got them in the situation that they're in. And it'll let you give you the ability to help them in ways that you might not know is possible.
That's a great perspective, Chief, and I appreciate that. In fact, part of the program for Air Force Wounded Warrior is for some of those warriors to be able to tell their story and to talk about what resulted or what were the events that led up to their injury so that it's part of not only their own recovery, but also to help others be part of the program and on their journey to recovery and to spread the importance of this program. And for the Department of the Air Force, the Warrior Care Division at AFPC is charged with providing non-medical care management and personalized support to Air Force wounded warriors, their families, and caregivers. Now, the support is provided through up to 6 regional warrior care events annually, integrating all support programs into one platform to strengthen mental, physical, spiritual, and social well-being of our enrolled wounded warriors and caregivers. Now, CARE is actually an acronym, C-A-R-E, and it represents the 4 AFW-2 support programs: caregiver support, adaptive sports, an ambassador workshop, recovering airman mentorship program and resiliency programming, and employment initiative program. Now, the Olympic events, that is kind of the top level of this, is called the Invictus Games. And the Invictus Games is an annual, internationally attended, multi-sport event for wounded, injured, and sick armed forces personnel and veterans. In addition to the immense value to recovery, the event fosters international cooperation and understanding. And although the competition is fierce, all attendees understand that Invictus is about courage, determination, and resilience. Now, I've tried to get to Invictus, and it hasn't worked out yet. But, Chief Ludd, I know you had the opportunity to go. What was your experience?
What really stood out to me as at Invictus Games, as I got around and I got to have conversations with multiple athletes, is that every one of their stories is inspiring, but the core element of each story was there is someone, there was a human, there was a person involved that helps them. And in many cases, they would tell you, Chief, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for someone else. And so that goes back to my point about, you know, care and an opportunity to participate. You never know when you're going to be that person that's going to help someone. So a great opportunity to just kind of learn about our warriors, what they're going through, and to give back and support them, cheer them on. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely, Chief. Thanks. And unfortunately, I will have the opportunity to attend. We will have the opportunity to attend Warrior Games next month, being held in Colorado Springs near the Air Force Academy. So if you're in the area, come to see this event where U.S. soldiers, sailors, Marines, guardians, and airmen will share in the experience of recovery through adaptive sports and competition. Now, you mentioned one of those people who are, you know, critical to providing that care, and that it's all about people. And we're fortunate today to have Ms. Sarah Osborne to share insights about care events provided by the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program. Currently, Sarah is the AFW2 event manager for all care events, joining all aspects of event planning and execution from start to finish, and ensuring service with excellence at the moment of impact for every warrior participating. Welcome, Sarah. I knew you were hired here at AFPC in 2020, but I just learned that your involvement with AFW2 goes further back. How's that?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me here. I actually started back in 2014. And you talk about getting involved and finding that way. I started as a volunteer. I paid my way to come to an event, volunteered my time, and just fell in love with what I was doing. I did that volunteer work for about 2 years, paying my way to continuously go to these events and cheer on these warriors. And they inspired me from the moment I met them and from the moment I got to that volunteer opportunity. That right after I graduated college, a position opened up and I moved from California to Texas and took a contractor position with the AFW2 program. And I did that for about 4 years and then finally got into a GS position. So I've been around since about 2014, quite a long time.
Well, that's amazing. And because this is a very personal thing, the continuity of someone being with the program for so long and having that personal and professional involvement is just really valuable. This is always a hard question, I think, but what do you think has been among the most rewarding aspects of being in the AFW2 program?
Definitely a hard question to answer, but I would probably guess that the most rewarding thing that you can get is when you know that you've made an impact on somebody's recovery journey. And I think a lot of the times when somebody's going through the hardest times of their life, as these people in this program are, I think support is just one of the things. Knowing that there's somebody that's going to be there to advocate for them, to fight for them, to try to understand the situation that they're going through. So I think the biggest thing is knowing that you've made that impact when they can come back to you and say, hey, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I am today.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, so to that point of support, is there anything for the airmen and guardians and our people listening, what can they do to get involved or support the program?
So we host care events regionally. They're all across the Air Force. We host them near bases. So if we come to your base, the biggest things that you could do is, one, we offer volunteer opportunities. And just like Chief Led talked about, when you come out and support them, I encourage you to take the time to get to know them, to, you know, ask them questions, to sit down and talk to them and hear their stories and kind of what they're going through. And a lot of our times the volunteers get an opportunity to jump into the sports and do that with them and things like wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, and sitting volleyball. So if you get those opportunities, it is pretty life-changing. Can be extremely difficult, and I think it humbles you when you try it for yourself. But you can do that. You can also support us on our social media accounts as we go into Warrior Games next month. Join our social media. Cheer them on from the crowds. You know, you can't be there in person, but you can still support them and cheer them on as they're, you know, taking on this huge challenge.
That's incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think we have a TFSC question that ties to this, and you might be able to help us answer it today. The Total Force Services Center here operates a call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 361 days a year, where personnel experts are available to support you and provide answers to your questions. Now, we recently received this question about the Wounded Warrior Program from an active duty tech sergeant. He saw some information about the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program and wanted to get involved, but he was not wounded in combat, but he has a medical condition that he believes may qualify him for enrollment. Sarah, is he eligible to be enrolled based on this information for the Wounded Warrior Program?
Absolutely. I think a common misconception is that you have to be combat wounded to be enrolled in the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program, or you have to be missing a limb, or you have to be in a wheelchair. You have to have a very physical injury. But that's not the case. To be enrolled in AFW2, you just need to be seriously or very seriously wounded, ill, and injured while serving on active duty or in active status for Guard and Reserve. Anyone can actually refer themselves, or you can refer somebody that you may know if you think that they'd qualify for our program by going to our website. Just go to woundedwarrior.af.mil and click on the referred an airman link. It's right at the top right-hand corner. And you just have to complete some required information. It's going to come to us, and we can determine if you're eligible for the program. But if you don't know, I always say, put in the request. You don't know what you don't know. Let us be the one to determine if you're eligible. also allow them to get the opportunities that our program can provide them. But you can also get connected to your local RCC. There's 42 recovery care coordinators across the nation located at bases. So if you know where your recovery care coordinator is, you can get connected to them and they can help you get enrolled.
Well, thanks, Sarah. That's amazing. And thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
The AFPC Wounded Warrior Directorate is staffed with 128 experts tasked with providing non-medical care management and personalized support to Air Force Wounded Warriors, families, and caregivers. And one of those dedicated specialists is Ms. Melissa Wiest. She joined our team in 2018 and has been critical to developing our outreach and ambassador programs to increase awareness of AFW2. Now, responsibilities within the team have expanded from ambassador and now include recovering airman mentorship program, community programs, protocol functions, and leading efforts to coordinate medical support for each of our care events and the Warrior Games. Having served as an ambassador herself, Melissa truly understands and can relate to what our wounded warriors are experiencing. So just a shout out to Melissa, who is our outstanding performer of the week for our podcast. Now, we're getting close to the end here, but I just wanted to highlight, if you didn't listen to previous podcasts, we did talk about the Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month, and 27 June is PTSD Awareness Day. So I encourage you to increase your awareness of that program. Listen to our podcast if you want some information there, but also just kind of be aware, because PTSD is one of those conditions that is eligible for enrollment in the Wounded Warrior Program, and it is something that affects many different people in different ways. So thanks for your awareness on that. Additionally, we're aware that the MyDex and MyEval as part of the MyFSS IT systems have been having some challenges. Appreciate your patience and also up-channeling feedback. Anytime you see challenges with any of our personal IT systems, please use the feedback button or up-channel it through your MPF so that we can get work on it right away. Two of those things going on. One with the MyDex is the oak leaf clusters. You can't edit those, but they're working on this IT solution. There's a quick workaround, which is just to route it to yourself using the routing button, and then you should be able to correctly input the oak leaf cluster. And then on the MyEval, there's a few issues in different places as far as being able to process evals. We're working quickly on that to be able to get those corrected so that we don't interrupt the promotion and selection processes. Thanks for your patience, and again, thanks for your feedback on those areas. And then just a shout out to our next podcast, which is going to be on enlisted promotions and boards. It's not just for enlisted officers, civilians, supervisors. Everybody should be listening to this and understand how our enlisted promotion boards and board processes work. All right. Well, that's it for our podcast this time. If you have a question or issue you'd like to address, look for our contact information in the comments. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.